it's hard to believe with the new snow and the single-digit temperatures, but we are 3 weeks away from the Crosstown Showdown home baseball opener between the Lansing Lugnuts and the MSU Spartans. Now, yesterday, Lugnuts owner Tom Dixon and city leaders announced plans for a $22 million development at Cooley Law School Stadium. And here to tell us more, Current State's Kevin Lavery. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Real good.
Yes, this project will add a mix of residential and retail units near the stadium's outfield and some major upgrades within the stadium itself. Now, this needs approval, of course, from the city council. But after that, the city of Lansing will pay half the cost, that's $11 million, through a bond issue. I sat down yesterday with Michigan State University economist Eric Scorsone, a friend of this program. He's a member of the team that's monitoring the city's finances, and he thinks the project is a good step towards strong fiscal health.
We did address the issue that the city was having to subsidize the stadium, among other investments that they had made. So I think this is a move in the right direction. Obviously, with any investment, there is some risk involved, but I think it seems like a manageable risk. And I think if this is a way to improve the stadium, which is an important asset, and avoid the city having to subsidize improvements, then that is a positive step in the right direction.
So this is in line with your team's recommendations. This doesn't seem like an unnecessarily risky proposition then on the city's part.
No, I don't think so, especially given it's established team and established stadium. It might be different if it was a new kind of investment of that nature, but I think given that it's, you know, a team that has a record and a, you know, and I think this is the movement towards downtown living. So I think it is in line with national trends, and I think that's a smart move. And I think it will, again, reduce some of that financial pressure on the general fund of the city.
Have we seen examples in the past, Eric, of similarly sized or even larger cities that have added on to their downtown sports complexes in some way such as this, and the type of benefits economically it's reaped for them? Or is this sometimes a thing that goes the other direction where it's not the return on investment that they planned?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honestly, you can definitely find examples of both. I would say my own personal experience from Denver is that, you know, Coors Field was a huge boon to downtown Denver, as was the redevelopment of Mile High Stadium. There are examples of these that have gone bad as well. But again, I think given that this is an established stadium you're building onto, it's a little less risky than a completely new investment. And I do think that, you know, this is a movement where people do want to start living in a downtown environment. So I think it's a smart investment. There's always going to be risk, of course, because if people don't live there and they don't get the rents, then obviously there would be some pressure. But I think it's a reasonable risk to take in this environment.
Naturally, every city wants density in its downtown core, and Lansing has worked very hard to achieve that with this project, with the Accident Fund headquarters, the former Ottawa Street Power Station, the newly designed City Market. There's some riverfront developments along the way, the Stadium District, lots of activity downtown. But are we really seeing that density return to the core in a way that will keep the city viable in terms of revenue and tax structure?
Well, they're really two separate issues. I mean, the downtown development is needed, and that's an important part of the tax base of the city. I think as far as the city's overall financial challenges, it's going to help, but these are huge challenges, the legacy cost issues. I don't think they're going to be completely addressed by downtown development. So the city needs to do downtown development, absolutely. But we have to recognize this probably isn't going to address all of the health care and pension challenges the city has. And I think this is a good move to look at residential, because we do know that it's not enough to have employment downtown. You've got to have the residential piece. So I think that's an important piece. But I don't think this is nearly not going to be enough to address all the financial challenges the city has.
Lansing has a AA bond rating, one of the strongest of any city its size in the Midwest. What has kept Lansing more viable than many similarly sized cities in the country who have tried to do many different development projects like this?
Well, I think historically the city's had, you know, because of the state government, has had a more stable employment base, and that's helped. It hasn't lost the population. I think we haven't had the urban blight of a Flint or a Saginaw, cities of that nature. So I think, you know, and that's because the city's economy has been more diverse historically, not just GM. It's had other other employers, and that's good. And I think having the university has been a positive for the region as a whole. So I think they can build on those assets, and that's a difference from some of the other cities in Michigan. But again, I would emphasize we still have some really serious financial challenges. I think things are moving in the right direction, absolutely, compared to 3 or 4 years ago, of course. But the city still faces some real challenges going forward, like a lot of cities. And bond ratings that's one aspect of looking at cities' finances. It's not the whole story necessarily.
You and I had met earlier this year to review what has happened in the year since the financial health team issued its report. What have been some significant milestones since, let's say, the beginning of the year that Lansing has made some good progress toward?
Well, I think the city's looking at some improvements in, so for example, information technology systems, which is critical for any business this day and age. I think the city budget had, addressed some of the financial health team recommendations. I think more of that's going to be done in the future. And so I do feel positive that, the mayor has taken some very good steps forward. I think the mayor and the council need to be credited with doing some progressive leadership where, other cities honestly haven't been able to do that. But there's a lot of hard work. They need to dig in and keep going. That's the key, is to keep the momentum now. So, the fiscal sustainability training that we're doing with city council right now, I think, is another great mark of a city that's looking forward and saying, how do we address our long-term problems? So these are the kind of things we would want to see for the kind of city Lansing is.
How is that training with the council going? That's a pretty unique project, I think.
It is. It's very different. Most of these kind of trainings are kind of the minimal, what's the law say? We're really going beyond that, saying what's the best practice, not what does the law say. And I think it's going very well. I think the council's really had some great questions. I think we've had some good interaction. And so we'll be doing another one on Monday the 17th and Monday the 31st. And so this is really unique in the state, and we hope to model this for other cities, of course, in the future. So I think it's been a great start, and I appreciate their willingness to engage in this training.
Mayor Brunero will present his budget proposal very soon. Watching that and going forward with these recommendations, I'm just wondering if the financial health team is still going to be a cohesive unit going forward, or is the task largely done at this point?
No, I think what you'll hear in the future is some announcements regarding that. I think we need to keep the momentum of this kind of effort going because it's a long-term effort. We don't expect the fixes to occur overnight. So I feel very positive that there'll be news coming out regarding a continued effort to review the city's finances and those kinds of activities.
Eric Scorsone is an economist at Michigan State University. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.